And now the Scarab Sandcast is proud to present Scarab Game Reviews! Reviews of games found in the Scarab Game Library.
The Refuge, A Race for Survival by B&B Game Studios. For 2 to 6 players, ages 13 and up, about 30 minutes.
Beat your opponents in this game of survival. The objective of this title game is to finish first while fending off other survivalists in this treacherous journey. Beware of spawn areas as zombies can block your path and force you to backtrack. Are you prepared? Seek your refuge.
All right, so what's some good stuff that we can say about this game?
You can screw over your friends.
Yeah,
that's it true. Plays pretty quickly.
Well,
it really does.
I particularly can vouch for the part.
That's true. So the learning curve on this game is very, very small.
Yes. Yeah. The rules.
It's like a learning line.
Pretty simple.
Yeah.
Art design was nice.
Yeah.
It's got a nice aesthetic going on.
All right.
So,
the 30 minutes was pretty accurate.
Yeah. Yep. Rules and everything. Learning. Yeah. You know, most games are like 30 minutes play time, and they don't include the learning time. This included learning, even.
All right. So, what's some bad stuff we can say about the game? I'll say the paint job on the minis, but we think this was a prototype game. It looks like their Kickstarter for the game is actually going to launch in October as well.
Right. So it looks like what they're doing is selling/giving out prototype pre copies. So these may not be the actual final copies. Can't verify that yet because we were given it at Origins already opened.
Right.
So, yes, the paint job was pretty bad. It felt tacky still.
On the minis.
The board looked really nice. It was really well printed.
These minis also look like they don't hold up very well under intense heat and stuff.
But if...
Again,
if
possible
you,
prototype issue.
Right, but if you are a war gamer that uses the plastic miniatures and things like that, or painter, you can run it under hot water for about 10-15 minutes, and they become pliable enough. And then you can dunk them in cold water, and they'll reform. So, any of these plasticky, resiny figures that you get bent staffs and things like that, you can do that with. I know I've had to do it with some of my figures.
All right.
The other bad thing I want to say is where the rules are printed very nicely, and they give you a reference card, and they have them in the book. Some of it, I don't want to say it's bad grammar, but it just doesn't read easily.
Doesn't flow well.
Right. It doesn't read easy. It takes maybe one or two kind of, wait, what did I just read again?
Gotcha.
But they are simple rules. They're only like one sentence a piece, and there's only like 6-8 rules total.
But it's a quick and easy game to set up and learn how to run and play. And you can play it over and over again because it only takes about half an hour or so to play.
Yeah. Or if you're particularly vicious.
Particularly vicious. It can take less time.
Right.
Yeah.
If you are not equally vicious to everyone, someone races out in front while the rest of us are killing each other or collecting cards.
Right. Yeah. So is there anything else we want to say about this game?
I like the fact that it has kind of a built-in timer, so it's not going to last a really long time. And that built-in timer is once the deck runs out, it's either the first person to reach the end with a key or the person closest when the deck runs out.
The main thing I'm a little concerned with overall is one of the easiest winning strategies is just to sit there, collect cards in the safe spot where zombies can't get you, and then once you've amassed enough materials, you just, in one turn, basically roll through the entire board.
Well, you say that, but there's that switch spot.
Which is what I use to get ahead. Well, there is no second place, but had Tim gotten taken out, I jumped all the way to the front.
If I didn't have that,
everybody back in 3 cards.
Yeah, I literally just got that key card just before I did that surge. So
see, I think there's enough. It's simple, but I think that there's enough nuanced stuff to it. It depends on who you play and what their strategies are.
Yeah, I can totally see that. I'm concerned about the pocket watch, which you just play over and over.
The pocket watch does seem kind of powerful, and there's no limit on how many times. So if you add five pocket watches,
or the weapon and adrenaline combo.
Yeah. Yeah, as we saw, you were able to move a couple spots because you had adrenaline.
Spots,
you had gun, adrenaline, gun. And then you had another adrenaline, I want to say.
Yeah, so.
Overall, nice, quick, easy game. Kids, it's a zombie theme. So, but it's not overtly zombie,
It's not gory.
It's not gory. So a kid zombie game, this is a nice, quick, friendly kid zombie game.
I would have liked, well,
yeah. All the little kiddies out there to get their brains eaten out.
What I would have liked to see, because each of the miniatures... Because each of the miniatures had a very different build to it. Mm-hmm. I would have liked to see some variant where each of the miniatures, depending on which one you chose, maybe had a special once-per-game kind of ability, like in Dracon or something like
that. Yeah, that would be cool.
Like, you've got a bow and arrow, you can shoot a zombie two spaces away once.
But that's not in this game, so it's irrelevant.
Well, that's... I just said... Because that's the category of anything else we wanted to see in the game. All right, so again, this is The Refuge, A Race for Survival by B&B Games.
Studios.
Or B&B. It says Games on the box.
Yeah, Studios is underneath it. It really is.
B&B Games.
Yeah, B&B Game Studios.
It is.
So it's both of those.
Yes.
But I'm right.
So, and so are you, John.
So playing this game was Calvin, Kristen, Tim, Ruby, and me, John. Rawr, zombies.
Rawr.